I want you to look in your Bibles to the book of Isaiah tonight. Isaiah chapter 1. I'm going to read one verse, and my heart has been stirred with this all day. Matter of fact, while I was sitting there on my pew this morning, the Holy Ghost took me this verse for tonight and began stirring some things. And I thought, all right, Lord, if that's what you want. And tonight, the Lord has taken the music and has set the stage for what I believe God wants for us right here tonight. Now, I want to say this. If you're here tonight, you're not saved. You're in the right place at the right time. I'm glad that He is the Savior tonight. Amen. And He'll save to the uttermost all that come to Him. I promise you, there's never been one that's come on the terms of the gospel that He ever turned away. If you come by the way of Christ, He'll receive you. I place you in His family. And I thank the Lord for that tonight. Isaiah chapter 1, you're well and able to stand tonight. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse number 18. I won't preach long, but I want to get what's on my heart. I've been just burdened today about somebody lost, and I'm praying God to help you do business with him tonight. Amen. Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18. The Bible says, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. I'll read that again. He said, come now. Hearing that, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you tonight for your presence. I thank you for the good song of Zion and how they have stirred in our hearts. And Lord, I thank you for that blessed day that you reached down in the pit of sin that I was in, saved me, rescued me, and delivered me, washed me. I wrote my name in your book, and I praise you and I thank you and I give you glory, for thou art worthy, O Lord. I'd receive glory, honor, and praise and thanksgiving. I pray tonight for that soul that doesn't know your Savior. I pray this will be the time, the place that they repent and be saved. Help, I pray, your people tonight. Lord, we're so glad that you're here in this place, unworthy as we are. And yet, Lord, you'd pass by our way and show up and show out. And Lord, we love you tonight from the depths of our soul. Help us now, and we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want to preach tonight out of this verse on a simple subject of God's invitation to sinners. God's invitation to sinners. The Lord said in this verse, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. God extends an invitation to a lost world tonight. I'm going to say to you, I'm glad that He does extend an invitation. Amen. Hey, without Him, there'd be nobody saved. We'd still be in our sin. But I'm grateful that God loved me and cared for me and loves you like He does. And God gives an invitation to sinners. Now, I'm going to say this. I don't know who's saved, and I don't know who's lost out there in the pew tonight. But I want to tell you this. God, in His mercy, and God, in His grace, has come this way, had got you in mind and heart, and extending an invitation that you could be saved by the grace of God. Hey, aren't you glad you that are saved that God gave you an invitation? By the way, that's the only way you get in is by invitation. You ain't going to roll out of bed and pick your day. But if God, a holy God, a righteous God, steps your way and gives an invitation to you, you better repent and run to Him. Get saved before it's too late. Oh, Fred, I see five things in our verse tonight. Had I not gonna told you, I'm gonna give them to you. I want you to notice, first of all, this invitation, it's a personal invitation. Understand this, it's a solemn act of God tonight. It is the fact that God extends to you personally the invitation to come to Him. You say, preacher, you're doing the preaching. All I am tonight is a mouthpiece. It is God that must give the invitation. You can hear with the natural ear till the day you die and never get saved. I want to tell you, there's hope for you when God makes that trip personally, speaks to your heart, woos you, draws you to Calvary to save you and to wash you. Hey, I'm glad it is a personal invitation. And that folk testifying tonight and that singing, it takes me back to that night when He invited me and I said yes and He saved me. Oh yeah. Hey, I ain't never got over it. I make no apologies for getting stirred up. I was going to hell. I deserved to go to hell. But He invited me. Had to come out of darkness into light. Had to leave the deadness for life. I'm glad for His invitation tonight. Oh, my, so it's a personal invitation. May I say, secondly, it's a passionate invitation. He said, come now. That word passion means having and showing strong feeling. Ain't nobody ever showed me love like God shows me love. I'll tell you, there's some folk in this world who love me, sure, but ain't nobody ever loved me like God does. Amen. When I was in my sin, He loved me. Now, I want to help you with something right here. Hear me tonight. He already so loved you. Amen. That lets you know you can't do anything to make Him love you more. You can't do anything for Him to love you less. What a passionate invitation. Oh, he gives with love and desire an invitation to sinners. By the way, that word there, he said, come now. That word now means at once. It means with things as they are. It means I beseech and I beg. Hey, with real passion He calls to you. Hey, aren't you glad God came in love? Hey, judgment was already upon me. Condemnation was already on me. I knew where I was because I saw Him holy, saw myself sinful. But he came with passion and said, come to me. Let me save you. I'll forgive you of your sin. Oh, friend, listen to me tonight. Nothing like this passionate invitation. Let me say number three. It's a pressing invitation. He said, come now. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but I remember getting under conviction. I remember when He came personally, passionately, and began to speak to me of my need of salvation. Amen. I mean, it began to bear down on my soul. Amen. Hey, you know what's wrong in our churches? There's no conviction much in them anymore. Amen. The kind of preaching I did this morning is foreign in a lot of churches. Hey, boy, I want to tell you something. We need to go back where folk see themselves wretched and vile and lost. Hey, and the God of heaven reaching out to them. Oh, friend, I'm telling you, and He'll begin to bear down on your soul. Oh, I've had folk here lately tell me their testimonies, and I like it. Hey, somebody said, preacher, folk tell to, oh no, I like hearing it over and over again. Amen. Hey, you remember where you were? You remember how He got a hold of you one day? Amen. Oh, He began to convict and draw, and the weight of condemnation was on you. A judgment was lying ahead of you, and God began calling your name. Oh, friend, I've thought about this. The Bible declares to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 2, for he said, I've heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. I behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Oh, friend, while he's a deal with you, that's when you better do business with him. Amen. It's a pressing invitation. I thought about this today. Holy Ghost reminded me as he said, come now. I thought about two men in the book of Acts. I thought about old Felix there in Acts chapter 24. As Paul began to preach to him and reason with him, the Bible said in Acts chapter 24 and verse 25, and as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come. Man, that's still the message for today. Amen. Hey, he said, I'm talking to you, Felix, about righteousness, that God's righteous, that God's holy, that God's just. Brother Tim got talk about being justified. Do you know only the judge can do that? Only one that's already just can be the justifier. Amen. Hey, friend, he said he reads with the right and temperate self-control. And boy, as a man of God preaches, we realize how that sin's got a hold of our life. And then he said this, and judgment to come. I remember when I got afraid of going to hell. Somebody said, that ain't the best reason to get saved. Well, it's a good starting place. You better understand you're about to meet God in judgment. And if you meet him lost, it's an eternity in a burning lake of fire. There is judgment to come. Amen. Hey, but listen to this. The Bible said as he reads the righteous temper and judgment to come, Felix trembled and answered, go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee. It said he trembled. What's that mean, preacher? He become afraid. He got terrified. He got alarmed. I'm going to tell you, I remember when the gospel broke my heart. Fear gripped me. Amen. Hey, I become afraid about meeting God the way I was. Amen. Hey, sitting right here tonight, somebody's lost. Somebody's here. God spoke to your heart. Still speaking to your heart. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm praying he presses even harder on you tonight. Amen. Oh, friend, listen to me. One writer said it like this. The gospel is divinely intended to do three things. First, convince the intellect. Secondly, to stir up the sensibilities. And thirdly, to affect the will. Amen. Hey, that's what conviction will do. You hear me? Now listen to this. Felix's conscience was awakened and accused him of the injustice he was guilty of, and his mind was filled with horror at the thought of an awful judgment that he could not escape. Amen. Hey, he got under conviction. He trembled. You some people say, well, did he look like he was trembling outwardly? I don't know what there. But sometimes when you get such a conviction on you, the outside began to tremble. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you, we need again conviction on the churches. Amen. Hey, to draw men to Christ. Amen. Hey, it is a pressing invitation. Let me say this also. It's a powerful invitation. For that verse went on to say this, though your sins be as scarlet, Isaiah 1:18, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. It was a powerful invitation. You see, when he began to invite and draw, and I repented, it changed me. Amen. Hey, I'm not the same. I'm not who I used to be. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you, it's powerful enough, it'll transform your life. Amen. Hey, I thought today, there's a Samaritan woman come to the well, had a bucket. But buddy, when she got that invitation, she forgot her bucket and got the well and went running back into town, come see a man that showed me, hey, is not this the Christ? Hey, what about that man of Gadara? Oh, when Jesus came to town, he is full of a legion of devils. Hey, running around naked and cutting himself and living among the dead. Hey, but when the Lord gave the invitation and the devils departed, hey, he got in his right mind, he got clothed, and he got at the feet of Jesus. Hey, it changes. What about the Apostle Paul with the letters in his hand in his pocket? Had to go down and throw Christians in jail. But at midday, had the Lord appeared to him. Hey, and Paul got saved by the grace of God. Hey, friend, tonight, it's a powerful invitation. It'll change you. Oh, preacher, I've tried to change. That's what your problem is. You tried to change. Amen. Understand this, self-reformation has never and will never work. You remember when Jesus gave the story, he said about where the man, the devil left him and he swept up, he got his house looking good. He said, but those devils brought more back with him and there wasn't nobody in the house and he come right back. That's why you keep going back like you were. Amen. But when I got saved, somebody moved in the house. Amen. That's why it's been different. That's why I've never been the same. Because the Holy Ghost moved in this house. Amen. Oh, friend, tonight, it's a powerful invitation. Let me say this, but it is a passing invitation. It ain't gonna always come. The Lord said in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 3, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Oh, you see, tonight could be the last time you hear from him. Oh, yeah. You see, the Bible says this in Proverbs 27:1, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. Hey, you don't know if you'll live tomorrow. I don't know if I'll live till tomorrow. This could be your opportunity for the final time. God extending the invitation your way. Can I say this tonight as we're here? And listen to me. I don't know what will happen in the invitation tonight, but I know this. I've gave God's invitation to you tonight. The Holy Ghost sitting right there this morning said, you preach that tonight. And through lunch, I thought about the verse and got to my office to the study and I began to dwell more on the verse. Boy, God began to show me what a great invitation it really is. Hey, aren't you glad God didn't leave you out? Amen. Aren't you glad he invited you? It wasn't the preacher that invited you. You see, you sat through many of them invitations. That's right. That's where you just sit there and you ain't worried about nothing. But when God gets given the invitation, you begin to, in your heart, to tremble in fear because, man, you know judgment lies ahead. I will say this, and I'm done right here. Every bit of preaching, every bit of our singing is for the invitation that is at the close of every service. And I'll tell you this, if you realize it's God's invitation, I believe it'll cause you to have some reverence. Yes, sir. Yes. Amen. When the invitation time that we physically give starts, you ain't gonna be looking for something, a code or a pocketbook or begin to talk or nothing else. Yes, amen. You begin to feel that in your heart that somebody needs Christ and begin to pray. I believe not only, friend, there'll be some, in your heart wanting to show honor to God in the invitation, but I believe this, you want to show respect to those around you. Amen. Hey, I'm glad that people were reverent and respectful in invitation when I was lost. Amen. Oh, friend, as God gives out the invitation, he says, come now. Come now. Man, what words? What powerful words? And I'm asking you one more time, do you remember when he gave you the invitation? Do you remember when you responded to it? Amen. You repented, you got saved. You remember that? Hey, I ain't never got over it. I ain't never got over it tonight. Oh, it's better now. Hey, 37 years later than it was the first moment. Amen. Hey, do you hear him call? You hear him give you the invitation tonight. Father, take the message, use it for thy glory. I've tried my best to deliver what you put on my heart today. Lord, thank you for giving me that invitation 37 years ago, saving me by your marvelous grace. I praise you for it. Help us now. And Lord, all you do, we give you glory in Jesus' name. Heads bowed, eyes closed for just a moment. I have done my best to preach to you what God's put on my heart for this day. I believe this, and I'll say this. I believe one reason the Spirit of God's been so real tonight, it wasn't that Gateway can take hard preaching. It's that Gateway responded right to preaching. And I believe you'll see that when a message comes and the church responds right in that next service, God's presence is so rich and so real, just as it's been right here tonight. And one more time, God has extended an invitation to a lost soul here tonight. Or it could be by one by internet. It could be that God sent the message. Maybe you've been witness to a family member, somebody at work, somebody at school. And tonight, God has given you some more material to share with them about how God's inviting them. Oh, friend, I know God's word does not return void. He sends it forth, and it'll work tonight. Let's stand. This altar's open. If you're not saved, I'm begging you tonight. There's no pride. There's no person. Nothing worth going to hell over. But I'd run to Christ and be saved. Maybe you're burdened about somebody. I'd keep on praying. Keep on witnessing to them as God opens that door to you. While we sing, this altar's open tonight.